there have been various animals that have resided in the White House throughout the years. No, I'm not talking about certain presidents, even if their terms did feel like a circus. I'm talking about the alligators, sheep, badger, cats, dogs, and raccoon that have lived there. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. The presidents have brought a lot more than just their families to the White House. Some animals you may remember. Others, I hope, truly shock you. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you're listening to the Chronicles of Time. Only three presidents haven't had pets while in office: James K. Polk, Andrew Johnson, and Donald Trump. Can anyone say lame? I mean, come on. It's basically an American tradition. Give the people what they want. Many, 33 to be exact, have had at least one dog during their time in the White House. Shockingly, only 12 presidents have had cats. More presidents have actually had birds. There have been much more than cats, dogs, and birds, though, and some crazy stories to go along with them. During Teddy Roosevelt's presidency, he brought a whole zoo in the White House. Between all six of his children, they had 5 guinea pigs, 6 dogs, 11 horses, 2 cats, a rabbit, badger, bear, hen, snake, flying squirrel, and a lizard. Once, when Teddy's son Archie was under the weather in bed, his other sons, Quentin and Kermit, decided to get the family pony and take it up the White House elevator to their sick brother. Quentin was a menace. One day, he went to the pet store, got a bag of snakes, and came back to the White House. He then went in the Oval Office during a meeting and dropped the bag of snakes, making everyone jump. And how did their father feel about the hijinks? Well, who do you think they got it from? He gifted a 9-year-old Archie with a badger, but it had too short of a temper and was soon donated to the Bronx Zoo, where the family would frequently visit. Other presidents kept their animals for more practical reasons. Let's take Woodrow Wilson, for example. During the First World War, he purchased a flock of sheep. Due to the majority of the lawn workers in the war, the job of the sheep was to keep the grass trimmed by eating it. Whatever works in the time of need, Woodrow. President William Howard Taft would be the last president to have a cow at the Executive Mansion. But this wasn't just any old cow. This was Pauline Wayne. She was a main source of milk and butter for the first family and was adored by many. Lots of pets have been loved by the nation. President Franklin D. Roosevelt had a dog by the name of Fala. Fala would take car rides with FDR and even met Prime Minister Winston Churchill. He went on to be buried alongside Mr. and Mrs. Roosevelt. President Bill Clinton had a best friend of his own in his tuxedo cat named Sox. Sox was so popular that they had to ask the White House photographers to stop getting so close. They weren't the only people who loved the little guy. He even had his own website and tons of fan mail. The Clintons ended up getting a dog during his second term, who would end up being Sox's nemesis. While campaigning for her husband, Dr. Jill Biden was interrupted by a tabby cat on stage. The sweet kitty is now named Willow Biden and lives in the White House. Who knew? All you must be is a cat to get a free ride to the White House. Go tell all your feline friends. The Bidens had bad luck, however, with one of their German shepherds, Major. Major was getting too aggressive with staff and Secret Service, so he was sent to Delaware to stay with a family friend. President Truman, on the other hand, had caused public outrage because of a dog. A woman in Missouri had sent him one, but instead of making it the first puppy, he gave it to his doctor. Truman has never been known for being overly kind. Neither has Lyndon B. Johnson. Johnson received so much backlash when he was photographed in 1964 holding his beagle up by the ears. On another note, LBJ was also the last president to have any animal other than a dog or cat. He had both hamsters and birds. President Benjamin Harrison was quite different when it came to his doggo, unlike Truman and Johnson. He loved his so much that he had a dog-sized White House made for him. Late one night, while walking his dog, Liberty, President Gerald Ford accidentally locked himself out of the White House. Good old Richard Nixon was seeing his first of many political scandals when he was running for vice president with Eisenhower. He was being accused of having a secret fund for the campaign, and in Tricky Dick fashion, he denied the allegations. The only thing he admitted was accepting a dog for his daughters. Others have also received animals as gifts. A diplomat from Thailand sent First Lady Hayes a cat, but not just any old cat. This was reportedly the first Siamese cat in the United States. During Barack Obama's campaign trail, he promised his daughters that he would get them a dog if he won the presidency. Well, when he won, it was none other than JFK's brother, Senator Ted Kennedy, who gifted the family with their dog, Bo. President Jimmy Carter's daughter, Amy, received a dog from her teacher, but it began soiling the carpets and ruining the White House, so they had to return the dog after 2 years. During President George H.W. Bush's term, his dog Millie had puppies. He gifted his son, President George W. Bush, with one of the dogs from the litter. That is the only dog to have lived in the White House with two different presidents. During the racist space in the 1960s, President John F. Kennedy was given a puppy by the famous Soviet space dog who orbited Earth. But perhaps the two best animals to have been gifted were Thomas Jefferson's bear cubs and John Quincy Adams' alligator. It is said that the alligator resided in the White House bathroom for a brief time. Thomas Jefferson kept his bear cubs cage for 2 months while in the White House for all the public to see. Jefferson, knowing the severity of housing the bears, decided to gift them to a wilderness friend of his. I saved three of my personal favorite pet stories for last. In 1926, a supporter of President Calvin Coolidge sent him a raccoon to kill and eat for Thanksgiving. I know, gross. It turned out the family was so fond of the raccoon, they named it Becky and kept her for a pet. She was free to roam wherever in the White House, but liked to take walks on a leash with the President and First Lady. They loved the raccoon, Becky, and I imagine she loved them too after living a life at the White House. President Andrew Jackson had a parrot who loved to curse and be vulgar. But during Jackson's funeral, he got too out of hand and was an appalling guest. He had to be removed from the funeral. But I think that would make Jackson proud, to be honest. And lastly, 10-year-old Tad Lincoln befriended a turkey. It was intended to be used for Thanksgiving, much like Becky the raccoon. But once Tad realized, he busted into a cabinet meeting and pleaded for the turkey's life. Having a soft spot for the turkey, or his youngest son, President Lincoln pardoned the turkey. The tradition of pardoning a turkey has now been carried out by many other presidents throughout time. Those are some of the craziest and most shocking stories of presidential pets throughout American history. If you enjoyed this episode, leave me a rating or review. If you want more content, check out my Facebook page and Instagram. New episodes are out every Wednesday. If you want to just talk history or have any comments or episode suggestions, email me at thechroniclesoftimepodcast@gmail.com. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and thank you for listening to The Chronicles of Time.